Blog Talk Radio.
You've been good to me.
Oh, you've been good to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been good.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the, glory to God, the broken are made whole by God. Yes, it is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor, glory to God, Willie Mae, Peaches Bird, hallelujah. And Sister AJ and the Jays, hallelujah. They're on fire for the Lord today because they got, hallelujah. I firmly believe that God woke them up this morning, hallelujah. I firmly believe that God started them on their way. Do I get a witness? Do I have a witness in the house? Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Yes, indeed. We're so glad that you seem fit to join us on today. And before we go any further, we want to have Pastor Peaches, if you would, give us the housekeeping suggestions, because we want you prepared for what God's going to do today. And God's going to blow your socks off with his anointing, his blessings, his breakthroughs today. Hallelujah, Pastor Peaches.
Thank God for allowing us to see another Sunday morning, allowing us to come into the house of the Lord to be taught of his word one more time. So hopefully you brought your textbooks. If you don't have them, go get them. That's the Holy Bible. And your notebook, which is your composition notebook, and your pencil, your ink pens, whatever you gonna write with, hallelujah, your highlighters, hallelujah, so you can write down whatever scripture we give, and we have a boatload of scriptures today, and also you also be able to write down whatever God drops in your spirit. He may give you the understanding of a scripture that you've been wanting for a long time, hallelujah. And you'll be able to write that down, too, whatever he drops in your spirit. You don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. Write down. And also, get your communion element, your bread, your cracker, your whatever you're going to use, and then get your juice, your tea, whatever, your coffee, your water, your milk, whatever you're going to take communion with. Hallelujah. And get those people in your mind, whoever you want to stand proxy for. That is the meal that heals, and whoever you want God to heal, whoever you want God to touch, get those people in your mind, in your heart, hallelujah, so that God, you can stand proxy for them. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. They may be on the other side of the world. Hallelujah. You stand proxy for them. God can heal them. Believe the word of God. Believe what I'm saying. God can do a mighty work.
Yes.
The person don't have to be even standing near you or whatever. You're going to be standing proxy for them when you take Holy Communion. Also, when we lift up names before the Lord, which we're going to do in a few minutes, get those names in your mind, in your heart. Hallelujah. Tell God what you want to do for them. And just mention those names as we mention other brothers and sisters' names up before the Lord. God is about a mighty work.
Hallelujah. And we thank God. We just thank God for you. And we want you to know that even one of our children and her children were in Ghana last Sunday.
Amen.
As we called out her name and the children's names, they were in Ghana, Africa, hallelujah. So, you know, this is not just a localized program. This is not a localized service. This service goes around the world, and I want you to understand that when we call out people's names, they don't have to be standing in front of us. They don't have to be across the street or across the city. They can be across the world, and God's presence, his magnificent love covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And put those names up into the atmosphere. And don't be thrown off if we say some of the same names that you say. But don't be reticent. Don't be reluctant to place people's names up into the atmosphere. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. have to really make you first. Sister Anna James. Minister Linda Blackrock. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donnie and Tiffany and Coco and Faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother the Lord. Hallelujah. Antoinette. Yvette. Roslyn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Monty Mercer. Hallelujah.
Monty.
Angela Jennings Hill, Elder Rosetta Perry, and husband, hallelujah.
Abram.
Elder Kitty Stevenson, Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia,
hallelujah.
Stephanie.
Wayne Battle.
Stephanie. Julie. Anna. Ava. Kitty. Little Kitty.
Sarah Bell.
Little Stephanie. Desiree. Monica. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Victor, Julia, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Joshua, Mitchell, Pastor Mitchell Warren, First Lady Darlene, hallelujah, hallelujah, Pastor Don Street, Pastor, hallelujah, Pastor
Graham, Margaret
Rosewell, Charlene Rosewell, First Lady Charlene,
Amen.
Pastor Tom K. Burton, Lady Roslyn's friend, Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright,
Tanya Bird, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Candice
Justin Hoffman, First Lady Sharon Hoffman, Dr. Sharon Hoffman, Minister James, Elder Lester, Peter Bayer, hallelujah.
Antoine Hurst,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
In the clock.
Minister Jerry Cleaver. Hallelujah. Rakeem. Hallelujah.
Marcella Cole.
Bonnie Bahreen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trayvon. Another Trayvon. Another Trayvon. Still another Trayvon. Trayvon.
Crenshaw.
Earl. Another Earl. Another Earl.
Kelly Curtis.
Another Earl. Alicia.
Daniel.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thomas Curtis.
Maisha Warsaw, Harry Warsaw,
Sheila Davis,
Gary Don Wilson, hallelujah, Apostle Dwight King, First Lady Benjamin,
Lisa Doucette,
Cassandra Owens, hallelujah, Tommy Owens, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Irving,
Janet, all I can do. Yvonne, hallelujah.
Joshua Fissel,
hallelujah.
Francis,
Gerald Carter, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Reginald Moore, Bob Wall, hallelujah. Gerald Sutton,
Missy Garland,
another Reginald.
Fred, Isabel, Leslie, Jason Govard,
hallelujah. Still another Dominique, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tony Green.
Louis
Handy.
Carl Powell. Hallelujah. Charlotte Powell. Teresa Wilson. Hallelujah. Carl Cunningham. Hallelujah. Margaret Pearson. Hallelujah. Jerry Don Wilson. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith.
Henley.
Nancy Smith.
Herrera.
Michael Mann.
Miss Massey.
Jamal, Jamal.
Pamela Curtis.
It's a call piece.
Baby of Malachi Ramey.
I'm just going to stay out. Hallelujah. Norman Nevis, hallelujah.
Pastor Mike, Pastor Peggy.
Hallelujah.
Elder Miles.
Hallelujah.
Danny. Andrew Owens.
Another big one, hallelujah.
Marilyn Brown.
Lady Ziggy, hallelujah.
Marina. Hester. Hallelujah. Miss Sherma, Diana Shipley.
Hallelujah.
Dwight, Linda Smith, Richard Smith, Tina Spencer, Ever Sproul, Stanfield, Carol Sutton, Lisa Thompson,
hallelujah.
Tooney.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want to continue to call out some people's names, you can call them out right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the blessing of the Lord is here. I'm going to tell you, he wants to heal. He wants to save. He wants to deliver in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After the next election, hallelujah, after our next election, we are going to have none other than hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Willie May Peaches Bird after the next election. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. Praise the Lord's name. I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful, yes he is, and whoa, he's wonderful, I know the Lord, he's so wonderful, yes he is, and whoa, whoa, if you never try God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way, and whoa, God, he's so wonderful. And oh, and oh, Jesus, yes, he is. And I know the man is wonderful. Yes, he is. Oh, he's wonderful. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful. And my Father too, there's no limit to what my Lord can do. And well, oh, oh, I love God. He's so wonderful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God, people, saints of God all over the world. We thank God for another Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, another Sunday with no excuses why we can't get into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
We have our service so late in the afternoon that if you whatever you did last night, we gave you enough time to rest up. So many people say, oh, I can't go to service on Sunday morning. Oh, my goodness, I worked last night, or I went out last night. I did this and I did that. I can't get up for Sunday morning service or the first service. If your church has a 7 o'clock service, of course you can. If they have a 10 o'clock service, you may not be able to. or even an 11 o'clock service. You may be just getting yourself together. But a 3 o'clock service?
Hallelujah.
You've had time to get yourself together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has ways of wiping out excuses. Hallelujah. There is no excuse. Hallelujah. And God has been doing so much for us. Hallelujah. If he has, if you feel as if he has done nothing but keep your mind. Right now, today, with so many people dropping from COVID, so many people dropping from even the complications of COVID, and your people's bodies shutting down, and people and some people just giving up because their mind just can't take it. If you keep your mind steadfast on Jesus, he is able to keep. He is able to sustain. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. Hallelujah. On 1 Corinthians 15:57, says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And 1 Corinthians 15:58, be ye steadfast, unmovable,
always
abounding in the work of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the New International Version says, I love the King James Version. That's what I was raised up on. When I was little, there weren't all these other translations. But thank God they've come about. The New International Version says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain.
Hallelujah.
And the word firm means unyielding in structure, fixed, planted. Okay?
Hallelujah.
The New Living Translation says, to work enthusiastically, and that in a way that shows intense and eager enjoyment, interest. And when we are working for the Lord, we're doing it because we want, because God has done so much for us. If he's done nothing for you today, we'll wake you up. Serve him with enthusiasm. Because you have so much love in your heart, we have so much love in our heart for him that we are enthusiastic for him. We supposed to be serving him enthusiastically.
Yes.
With with eager enjoyment.
Yeah.
Interest,
yes,
and approval.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So we have to be steadfast, unmovable,
yes,
not turning. Proverbs 4:27, turn not to the right hand or to the left.
Hallelujah.
Remove thy foot from evil. Don't look to the right or to the left. You know what God has done for you.
Yes.
You know the things he's done for you. Nobody else could have done it. You can't look to nobody else. You know, flesh, the hand of flesh can fail.
Yes, yes.
So you don't look to the right or to the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's what flesh is. Keep your eyes fixed on God.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes fixed on him,
mm-hmm,
because he cares for you.
Yes.
Isaiah 50, verse 7 says, therefore I have set my face like a flint.
Mm.
And a flint is a hard substance.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you can't look to the right or to the left. You can't look to nobody but God, and that's what you do. Isaiah 54:11 says, contains the first servant song, wherein the servant speaks of the suffering of the Messiah. In verse 7, the servant expresses his complete confidence in God, declaring that he will not shrink back from his mission, despite severe suffering, opposition, and humiliation, because the sovereign God helps me. I will not be disgraced. Therefore, have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame.
Hallelujah.
Flint is a very hard, dark rock. It's used figuratively in the Bible to express hardness, as in the firmness of a horse's hoof. Isaiah 5:28, the toughness of an impossible task. Deuteronomy 8:15, Psalm 114:8, and the inflexibility of unwavering determination. Ezekiel 3:8-9. When you know that you got somebody that got your back, that has never let you down, is always there when you need them. Okay, and you, if that person call you to do a task, do you let anything get in your way? You, oh, so-and-so call me. They've always been there for me. I'm on my way.
Yes.
You don't care what you got to do, how far you got to go, or whatever. And just like a good friend, just like you know a good friend got your back, God got your back.
Hallelujah.
A friend of mine told me, a family member told me this morning, a friend, a person that she's been like a mother to, the person lived in West Virginia, 4 hours away. He called her and said, if you need me, I'm going to, he said, give me 4 hours, I'm going to be there. He said, I'm going to be on my way to you. I mean, like, how many friends do you know that you can call them, they 4 hours away, they don't care what they got to go through and how many mountains, how many rivers they got to swim through, whatever, to get to you, you just call me, I'm coming. That's how Jesus is to us.
Hallelujah.
That's how the Lord is to us. And so therefore, when he has given us a task, that's what we must do. Set your face like flint. You know, God has put you on the wall to pray for people, to bring people's souls to him. We are ministers of reconciliation. You set your face like flint. You don't let nothing deter you. You stay on the wall until the people that God has put in your heart has come to the Lord. You pray for them. You fast for them. You turn your plate down. You don't let nothing get in the way. They call you in the midnight hour. You're there on the phone. So you have to pray him through. You have to pray for something. Pray. We all have an assignment. Whatever God assigned you to, whatever assignment he has you on, saints of God, stay on that assignment. Stay on that assignment. God will not allow you to be disgraced. He will not. He's not one of them friends. You call them and they done gone into the witness protection. Okay, you go to look for them and you call them up. And the phone, now the phone says, oh, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable. His phone doesn't say that, okay? We, with the Lord, we got a telephone in our bosom. Every time we call him up, he's there. Hallelujah. When you call him, you don't get a busy signal like we used to do on the old house phone. Dun, 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 dun. You want to like, oh, my gosh, they only have a line. They hear you. They your phone, when you on a two-way, that thing, that your phone click, you know you're supposed to click over, but they see your phone, your name on the phone, they say, oh, yeah, I know you want, I ain't clicking over. No, thank God he is not like that. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about him, his phone being busy. We don't have to worry about him not answering. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, morning, noon, or night. Hallelujah. You can be in a room of 1,000 and call him up. He's going to answer you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Saints of God, stay encouraged.
Hallelujah.
No matter how bad COVID may get, no matter what you see in the news, in the newspaper, no matter what you hear on the radio, hallelujah, sometimes you may have to turn them off, walk around your house, praise God, read the Bible through the house, hallelujah, quote the word of God, keep the gospels on the radio. Keep your mind filled with the word of God so that the things around you does not trouble you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God hasn't come down off the wall. We can't either, y'all. Stay encouraged in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Bishop Bird.
You know, as you were sharing, I thought about the old time phones. You know, we had, you know, there was a party line.
Yes.
You had the line with somebody. As they were on the line, you couldn't get, you had to wait till they finished talking.
Yes.
Before you get, but see, God can, a thousand, a million people can talk to God at the same time, and it won't be no party line. You don't have to wait till nobody else finished. You go ahead and tell God what's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Peters.
What's
going on today? And I just need to start asking you one question. This is going to be real easy for you to answer. Who in the house?
Oh, JC!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, let me reiterate, you know, it says examine yourselves. And we do just that. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word says in our text that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Well, we're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. On the same night, glory to God, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that home, and that home, and that home, and that car, and that hospital, and that room, and that room, and that tent, and that tent, and hallelujah, that person on the street right now, that person over on the street right now. Creative, supernatural creative miracles right now. In Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, 1 John 1:12-13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus. If not for themselves, for somebody else. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he also took the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Mm. They may come knocking at your door, hallelujah, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevents them from coming in and overtaking you. Because when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Glory to God. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank
we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood of glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, no bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, oh Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me now no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Jesus.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah. Oh, we take just a minute just to praise
thank
the
you,
Lord. Yada, but you use your prayer language
worthy,
you have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up your hallelujah. Our holy hands to you, O God,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Without wrath and without doubt, O God, we lift up our hands to you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, O God.
The name, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for blessing
hallelujah.
George Duke, especially today, oh God.
Thank you, God.
And Tavon and Maurice
you,
today, oh God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Thank
you,
Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody got a testimony before we go any further?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before I ask another question.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody got a testimony?
Hallelujah. Well, we had gotten a prayer request earlier to pray for AJ's mom.
Hallelujah.
And we got a report back that she didn't have COVID. It was just the flu. And I know the flu is still something the person, you know, can still be something, but it's different from COVID.
Amen.
We thank God. So she didn't have to be moved from out of her room onto the COVID floor and all. And to me, and it's a blessing.
Yeah,
that's a blessing because with the flu, that means something you know, something that may pass over 24 hours or you know something like that. But COVID, you lose your taste and then you lose this and just so many. Her mom is 88 years old. We just thank God. As soon as we got the report, we just started praying.
Amen.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
And we just thank God. We just thank God that even when AJ is able to go see her mom, she's able to pray for her mother and you know, and anoint her. And all. We just thank God. And the enemy has to bow when he sees the people of God coming to lay hands on. Because, see, when the enemy looks at somebody that hands on the armor, that enemy sees Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The enemy don't see that person. The enemy sees Jesus, and we see God, because everything has a knee, and
hallelujah.
Even COVID has to bow its knee
hallelujah.
To God. Huh?
Philippians 2, verses 9, 10, and 11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that, and we thank God for that testimony. It's always a good thing, because the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous
yes.
avail up much. Yes. Some of you, you know, we sometimes look for lightning and thunder and the earth shaking when we pray, but it don't have to be all that. God can just do his work in a fraction of a second, and that's it. Hallelujah. So we thank God for doing it today. He did
yes,
it again.
Also, Pastor, I'm sorry, also in my family, two of my sisters this week had gotten reported they had COVID. And one of them is taking care of my 99-year-old mother.
Wow.
And I just thank God. His God is covering all of them.
Praise
you know,
and
they may have had it, but God is still blessing them, still strengthening them, putting the people around them that they need to help them out and all, and is covering them all with the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And those diseases that
hallelujah.
Taking the people of Egypt, they're not going to come. He said they ain't going to come. The word of God said, no weapon is formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I thank God it hasn't taken them out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It may come knocking at your door, but you don't have to open the door. In fact, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus prevail right now over your house and your house and your house and your household and your household and your household in Jesus' name. We decree and declare it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, I know we have done something that we normally don't do, but that's all right. We wanted to do that. You know, we were led to do that.
Yes,
that
yes.
testimony, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I need to ask you a question since you're talking right now. I need to ask you a question. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir. One more.
There's one more. Don't tempt me now. Okay, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Bishop Bird.
Well, blessed be God. But Rukasham Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Thank you so much. The Answer Woman of 2022. You got a question? You got to call the Answer Woman, and she got the answer. Because if she don't have the answer, she know who has the answer.
Praise
and his name is Almighty God in Jesus'
amen,
name.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive the anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save them, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the seed that shall be come forth, oh God. It shall fall upon good ground, oh God. It shall give back 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that you get the honor, you get the glory, you get the praise, because yours, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you got your pens and your pencils, because we're going to go back. We're going to go back a little ways in history. I love history. I know some of you, y'all know I love history. Hallelujah. And way back when, hallelujah, glory to God, it was some tribes in the Caribbean and in South America that had a special way of cooking food, and they called it barbacoa. And the Spanish came to the New World, and they picked up on this special way of cooking the meat, and they adopted that, and then it spread throughout the Americas, and of course it's called barbecue, what we call barbecue now.
Mm-hmm.
In 1897, a man named Ellsworth B.A. Zornier, I'm going to spell his name, Z-W-O-Y-E-R, was the first to patent the charcoal, what's it called? What do you call it? Charcoal cubes or
biscuits?
Briskets. Yeah, charcoal biscuits.
Oh, briquettes.
Briquettes.
Uh-huh.
And of course, a man named Kingston, Edwin G. Kingsford,
uh-huh,
stole his thunder and started a company called Kingsford. And they're still around today.
Uh-huh.
And they have the charcoal briquettes.
Yes.
And then in 1952, a welder whose name was George Stevens. Now, some of you are old enough to remember George Kingfish Stevens. This wasn't the Kingfish. This was somebody else. His name was George Stevens. That was the Amos and Andy show. Some of y'all don't know. But anyway, George Stevens was a welder, and he made a cylindrical grill with a hood, and he put holes in the hood so the hood would not smother the flames. So they got these charcoal biscuits in there. They got a little grate, and most of the grills around the world now are based on George Stevens' design. Hallelujah. Now you say, well, why did I mention that? Well, let me go a little bit further. The briskets sitting there on the grill, and you put the food on the grill, the meat, the hot dogs, or the hamburgers, or the turkey, or whatever, that's not going to cook the food. Is that right?
Amen.
See, we need something to light the briskets.
That's right.
You need a match, or we need a, what do you call a clicker? What do you call a clicker? You know, the fire comes out of a clicker, and sometimes that don't work. Sometimes that needs some help. So sometimes you got pour some of this what they call starter fluid on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, oh, they came up later on and said, well, let's put some starter fluid in the briskets. You say, where is he going with all of this? You'll find out in a minute. But anyway, they still needed a light to light that. But once it's lit, then you cook your food. You can cook your steaks and your hamburgers, your hot dogs, your roast, whatever. And they even did it where you have a rotisserie. You can have a rotisserie on your grill outside or wherever you have it, and you can have a rotisserie, and you can cook your food. Hallelujah. You say, what in the world is the subject of today's message? By the way, Edwin G. Kingsford was a cousin-in-law of Henry Ford, and he made his charcoal briskets out of the residue that was left from Henry Ford's factories. You know, so there was a connection there. But anyway, you say, what does this have to do with a message? Well, Pastor Peach, could you read the scriptures for us?
Yes. Hebrews 11. Verses 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm. 1 and 6.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. 1
yes.
and 6.
Yes, okay.
James 2, 14 and 28.
Uh-huh.
Acts 1, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Acts 2, 1 through 4.
Uh-huh.
James 1, verses 22 and 25.
Uh-huh.
Psalms 119, verse 105, Revelation 12, verse 11,
mm-hmm.
Romans 2, verse 11,
mm-hmm.
Acts 10, verse 34.
Praise God. Now, if y'all need to hear that again and get to all those scriptures again, you can call after the service and call Pastor Peaches at her number, and you know that number to call, and you can get those scriptures. Let's start with the first scripture.
Hebrews 11, 1
and 6. Okay, go ahead.
Hebrews 11, 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
mm-hmm.
the evidence of things not seen. And verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
The title of today's message, you can write this down, How to Ignite Your Faith. How to ignite your faith. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The title of today's message is How to Ignite Your Faith. See, some of you don't understand that you can't cook your hot dogs, your hamburger, or your chicken on the grill if your briskets, your charcoal isn't lit.
Amen.
It don't work that way. It's impossible to have your food cooked on charcoals that's not lit.
Mm-hmm. Got to have some fire.
Gotta have some fire. Mm, thank you, Jesus. There are four ways to ignite your faith. Because you notice in Hebrews it says now faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about yesterday's faith, because you don't need faith for yesterday. Yesterday's gone. So you need now faith. Now faith. Live in the now. We need now faith. Four ways to ignite your faith. Number one, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit intervention. Pshoom. That's number one. The Word of God. That's number two. Recounting or remembering your victories and triumphs of the past. That's number three. And number four, hearing the testimonies of others, which is a faith extender. These are four ways to ignite your faith. Glory to God. That I mentioned involves you doing something, even receiving, listening, being receiving from the Holy Spirit, the unction from the Spirit. Mm. Hallelujah. Reading His Word. Mm, mm, mm. Recounting, remembering, recapitulating. Hallelujah. You know, what the triumphs and victories of the past, and even the fourth one. Is listening to the testimonies of others.
Mm-hmm.
So all four of them will ignite your faith if you allow it to.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says that everybody's given a measure of faith, but your faith ain't going to do any good unless it's lit. Give me the next scripture, please.
James 2, 14 and 26.
Read.
James 2, 14 says, what doeth it profit if, brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him?
Mm.
26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Also,
you got to put feet to your faith.
Amen.
When you put feet to your faith, Or you put some wheels on your faith or whatever so it can move, your faith turns into a strange thing. And you don't have to go there, but y'all need to write this down in the margin. Hallelujah. Matthew 21:22. Did I put that down there? I didn't put that down, did I?
No.
Okay. Mark 9:23, 11:23 and 24. A strange thing happens when you put feet to your faith. It automatically becomes belief. Faith has to have action with it. Faith, your briskets laying in the grill ain't gonna cook your food. You sitting up there waiting, I got faith. Yes, it's in the grill. I got my briskets. It's in the grill. I'm waiting for my food to get done. Ain't no fire on your briskets. You could be waiting till, I don't know if this ever happened, but somebody said hell freeze is over. You could be waiting a long time. That's all I got to say. Because you can have all the faith in the world. If you don't put it into action, it's dead. Read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Hallelujah.
Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth.
I don't care where you are. I don't care. Hallelujah. What part of the world you in? If you got some faith and you got the Holy Ghost is the fire that will put your faith into action. Light your fire. Somebody light my fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Acts 2, 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come,
mm-hmm.
they were
One
accord in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
Watch out now.
Of a rushing mighty wind.
Watch out.
And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
There appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire.
Stop there. Fire. You got to put some fire on your faith to get it to operate. Mm. I like that. You got to put some fire on your face to get it to operate. Go to another scripture. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The next one is James 1:22
and 25, I think.
Hallelujah.
26, I don't know. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Let's turn the page.
All right.
Hallelujah.
It's important. Again, it's important. You got to light your faith.
Amen.
Faith, you can tell, I got faith, and you don't put no wheels on that faith. People don't see you stepping out in faith, don't see you moving in faith. You can talk all you want to. You can tell anybody, look, I got a Lamborghini in my garage. I got a 2022 Lamborghini in my garage. And nobody see you out there on the street in your Lamborghini. You never put gasoline in the car. You never put no oil in it. Where you gonna go? You can have a Lamborghini. You can have a DeLorean. You can have all the cars, Rolls Royce, all that. But if you don't have no gasoline, that's the fire. If you don't have no oil that keeps the stuff going smoothly, you don't have that in your car. Guess what?
Ain't going nowhere.
And keep on. And then the sad part about this is that, Lord, you didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I'm waiting for you to put some fire on that, on those biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to serve you dinner. I'm going to have a dinner for you. I'm going to have a meal for you. I'm going to provide for you. But you got to light the coals. You got to light the charcoal. Come on now. Go ahead. Next scripture.
James 1:22-25.
Come on now.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
You looking for a blessing from the Lord. You invite a whole bunch of people over to your house for a cookout. And you got 20 people at your house for a cookout. And you got food on the grill. And you looking for a blessed meal. You even got the priest there to go pray over the food and stuff like that. And this stuff is on the grill. That's in the right place. But you ain't got no fire on the coals, baby. Ain't nothing happening there. And then you're going to say, what's wrong with that food? Sure, taking a long time. Up and blaming God. So I don't know who or where this chicken came from or where the steak came from. It ain't done yet. It ain't done yet because you haven't did your part.
Amen.
And then blaming on the Lord. Lord, you said, yes, baby, but I said be a doer. You got to read my whole word.
That's right.
Waiting for dinner, and you ain't got we got a barbecue. Put fires. I'm inviting the whole community to come over for this barbecue.
Mm-mm.
And didn't lit the coals. Didn't lit the charcoal. Charcoal's still cold as ice. And want to be blessed. And then blame it on the Lord when you ain't get blessed.
Mm-mm.
Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say something wrong with you. I ain't going to say that. Oh, I just said that, didn't I? But anyway, go ahead. I'll read the next scripture, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord.
105.
Huh?
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
The word of God is a fire.
You put the word of God. That's why the word of God says in Isaiah 43:26, bring me into remembrance what I said, that you may be justified. In other words, your coals, your charcoal is going to be lit so you can cook your meal. Mm. You can get blessed with that blessed meal. Hallelujah, because my word is a fire. Glory to God. Mm. You know my words are fine, and the devil runs from it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus prevails. And hallelujah, that's in the word. Glory to God. The devil gets upset about that. And then you speak with your tongue. He runs it because it's a fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, read some more. Hallelujah.
Revelation 12:11.
Mm-hmm.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
It is important for you to understand that because of what Jesus did, you got fire in your bones. Mm-hmm. And then, look, because sometimes our faith isn't where it should be. So we get a faith extender. We go to that person that had four stage cancer, and they said he had 2 days to live, and then they went back. Somebody came in and prayed for him, and the doctors went back and they took X-rays. They couldn't find the cancer. They brought in the technician, said something wrong with the machine. They brought in three or four different machines to take, and they still couldn't find the cancer. It disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
That's a testimony, baby. Mm-hmm. That's a what do we call that? A faith extender.
Glory, glory, glory.
That do you think that'll light somebody's fire?
Oh, yes, it would.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. I'll read another scripture. Glory.
Romans 2:11.
Romans 2:11. Go ahead.
For there is no respect of persons with God.
If he did, God did it for Joe Blow, did it for Arnold Henry, did it for Michael Irving, did it for Sister Susie, he'll do it for you. Because what did that scripture say now?
God has no respect of persons.
Mm. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Give me another scripture here.
Hallelujah. Acts 10:34.
And see, here's when you know God really means what he says, because he'll say it more than one time. What does this scripture say?
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Boy, you're the boy.
Yes, yes. Acts 10:34 says,
Boy, you're the boy. Light, come on now. Y'all got to light your fire. Got to light your charcoal so that you can get blessed, so your neighbors can be. See, your family is suffering because you haven't lit the fire. You haven't lit the faith fire. You have not gone to God. Ain't nobody in your household getting fed because you didn't light the coals. Go ahead now.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
Oh, he done did it again. He said it again. See, it's true. You say, well, I'm just a little so-and-so. And so all of us, well, you know, I've been a big sinner and stuff like that. Look here, God, you murderers. A serial killer, someone I was dealing with incest, I saw a dumb, that's a harlot. Glory to God. All those folks, he can use you too.
Amen, yes he can.
Light your fire.
Yeah, that's right.
With the word of God. Light your fire with the testimony. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Last one.
Yeah. That was the last one.
Yes.
Oh, I should have gotten more scriptures. Lord Jesus. Look here. Read Matthew 21:22. Good Jesus.
Matthew?
Yes,
Matthew 21:22. Okay. I'm in Matthew.
Okay, and then somebody else can go to Mark 9:23. Okay, go ahead.
21, 6:22
Yes.
Says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
But Lee, I told you on the onset of this message that something happens miraculously when you put feet to your face. Mm. See, your face is like a caterpillar. But something, somewhere along the line, that caterpillar metamorphosized into a butterfly. Is that right?
Yes. Amen.
What miraculously happens to your faith is that it becomes belief.
Mm.
And if you believe, you shall receive. Go to 9:23, Mark 9:23.
Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Now, you don't need to believe for Cadillac if you got Cadillac sitting outside.
Amen.
You got to start believing before the Cadillac's out there. You got to start speaking out of your mouth. That's how, look, spiritual reality comes when you speak. You say, where you get that from? I went to Genesis, and God said nine times, and afterwards, everything was here.
Said, amen, amen.
Everything that ever needed to be created was here.
Yeah.
Ain't no new creations going on here. The iron and silver, all that stuff was here.
Amen.
I mean, the wood, everything is here.
Amen.
The seeds to build more trees was here.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Amen.
Faith, you put that bag of Kingsford charcoal in that grill, and then you put the grate over it, and then you put the food on top. It's there, the food. But it ain't lit, baby. Amen. Your faith ain't no good unless you make it now, faith. Now means it's on fire. It's turned into belief.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, what's the last scripture? I think 11:24, 23:24.
But say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
You got to believe, y'all. Look. Stop going to God and telling him how big your problems are. Start going to your problems and tell him how big your God is.
Right. Say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them.
Come on now. Believe and you shall receive. You don't need to believe if you don't receive it already. I'll come and give you a check for $10,000. And you want, Lord, please give me a check for $10,000. You got it in your hand. You don't need to believe what you got in your hand. You, what you need to do is believe that you receive it when you don't have it.
Amen.
Put your feet to your faith. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word. Look here, faith without works is dead. You want to please God, you don't. Look here, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't put light your fire, light your faith, you don't please God. Do you hear me? Huh. You're not pleasing God. Oh, so where does it say that? Well, she read it. One of the first scriptures she read, Hebrews 11:6, says without faith, it's what?
Impossible to please.
So if you don't have faith, you're not pleasing God. Is that right?
Amen.
But you got to not just have faith, you got to have now faith. You got to have the faith that has wheels on it. Because faith without works is what?
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of faith. I got faith in, I got two top drawers. I got faith in the first two top drawers of my bureau. Okay. I got two bags of Kingsford charcoal in my closet. And I got some meat on the grill.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're going to eat raw meat that day. I would tell you that if you eat that. You got to have the charcoal in the grill and then put some fire to it. Four ways to put fire to your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Word of God. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Philippians 4:19. The Word of God is fire to your faith. Come on now. Then you remember, I remember how I got over. You know, somebody said, my soul looked back and wondered how I got over. Now I know how I got over. It was God, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ and his, the work of the Holy Spirit that brought me from the hospital to my home. It was God who saved me from that accident. It was God that gave me a promotion. It was God that opened up the business for me. It was God. Through Jesus Christ, my other brother, you remember what you, the trials and the victories that you've had. And then listen to the testimony. That's why even now and then you hear us testify. Now, if you were coming to a live service, hallelujah, glory to God, they're suspended right now, you would have heard us have a testimony service after the radio program is off, because we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. It's fire. It will light the faith. It's a faith extender.
Yes, yes.
Tell your neighbor about how you made it, how God blessed you. Tell somebody else. Because, see, they're going through the same thing you went through. And if you want to help your neighbor, you don't call them and gossip about Joe and Liz and Mark and Mindy and all them other folk and what's that, Days of Our Lives and all that kind of stuff. What happened? I know they don't come on anymore. But all those soap operas, I guess they don't come on. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line, you tell them what the goodness of the Lord. How he's blessed you, how he's taking you through. You tell about the blessing that you know somebody else, glory to God, somebody else went through. Look, I'm going to tell you something. See, y'all folks, this is real stuff. This is not no play game. This is real stuff. Lady told me, glory to God, her husband has shot up multiple times. The doctors, they rushed to the hospital. The doctors said, look, one of the relatives said, call the rest of the family. If they want to say goodbye to their loved one, they better get here tonight. She ain't going to last 24 hours. And that's been about 40 years ago, isn't it?
Amen.
She's still alive. Some of those doctors dead now. She's still alive. That's a testimony. That's a faith extender. No matter what comes against you, glory to God. God is greater than that. My God. It looked bad, but God. It looked terrible, but God. Hallelujah. But you don't understand. The doctor said, but God. Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to receive? Light your fire. Hallelujah. Ignite your faith. Come on now. Stop hemming and hawing and messing around. Hallelujah. Going to God. Say, give me. My name is Jimmy. Give me. My name is Kimmy. And you got faith and you don't do nothing with it. Hallelujah. You got a grill full of charcoals and don't light it.
Mm.
And you're waiting for a meal. Somebody crazy.
Yeah.
And not me. You waiting for a meal. You waiting for a blessing, and you didn't light your faith fire. Lord have mercy. This was some for somebody, because somebody been. Oh Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Somebody been complaining to God, almost laying God out. Why you haven't moved? You haven't lit your faith fire. Lord, I've been waiting 10 years. Well, you ought to, something ought to have told you that it ain't God, because God is God.
Amen.
Me, Lord, standing in the need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to help with somebody. Pastor Peters, you need to, Lord, we thank you for the word. I don't know what time. That's probably after hours. Who knows? I don't care. Y'all need to hear this word today because somebody is standing on the precipice of a tremendous blessing, but you got to put your faith to work. You got to light that faith you got. If you light that fire, hallelujah, of your faith, you're going to receive the blessings of the Lord. But I got to go. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, you need to say something.
Hallelujah. It's 4:32. Hallelujah.
Say something. Tell somebody something. They still listening. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Sister Linda. Sister Julie. Hallelujah. Jesus is still in the house.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to send us a communication, please address your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. See you on Wednesday evening. Thank you.
All virtually, even our Sunday service is also virtual from now.
Amen.
No further notice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who's in the house? Who's in the house?
Yeah.